Hello, KZN, and welcome back to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, yes, the good times continue. I've had another fantastic week of fishing along our coastline, and that is more so with reports coming through after this long weekend that has just passed. Guys, KZN has really produced the goods this week. I mean, on your offshore side, there is still a lot of Dorado around. There's Kuta, Snook on the bite. The bottom fishing is looking extremely exciting. And, you know, I mentioned Dorado. Did I mention the 24-kilo Dorado that was caught this week? Yes, a giant bull of note. As for your rock and surf side, well, that has been on a high this entire week with edibles and non-edibles all over. And here's the biggie. Blue shad. I thought that I heard wrong when I heard about this down the south coast, but then I've got that report reiterated on the north coast. So yeah, that is something really to pay attention to as that goes on. And as for the freshwater, well, there has been some decent bass being caught, quite a few on the 3-kilo mark. As for the stillwater trout, well, we are talking up to 60 centimeter trout that has been coming out this past week. So as always, we're going to get into all of it in great detail. But before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, as always, for bringing us the show and for those fantastic products like that Triple Fish Rhino Braid. So guys, let's get into this week's show, starting off down the South Coast as we always do with our South Coast guru, Adam. And Adam is talking about, yes, I mentioned it as my intro, that blue shad that's been on the bite, and more so, the paddock competition. It is 40 years for this fantastic event. It is a great bass event down the South Coast, and Adam is going to give us some excellent tips as to what you can expect from the annual paddock competition.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So Vinesh, we're going to jump right into it this week as we've got quite a bit to talk about in terms of fishing, especially when it comes to bass. So we're going to get the weather out the way pretty early. So Friday and Saturday, a northeaster blowing, gusting quite hard on Saturday. Sunday, the southwester kicks in, but still very strong, with the swell sitting in around 2 meters plus for most of the weekend. Now, it's not going to be too great in terms of rock and surf fishing for the weekend, according to the app's weather-wise, Vinesh. But this past week and these last few days, it's been okay. There's been some decent-sized bronze bream in the Ramsgate and South Broome area. We've had a bit of brusher down in Manaba, Yuvonga area. Not too big on the brusher sizes, but there's been two of them that have popped up, so that's okay to see. And we've had some shad, but not just any shad, Vinesh. It's been blue shad. Big size blue shad, 2 kilos plus. They haven't been running and they're not wild on the bites, but they have been around. And I mean, we've even seen some up to 4 kilos, which is quite strange for this time of year. I mean, we shouldn't be getting these big blue shad now, surely. So something's definitely up for nation, something's definitely changed, but it's good to see those big blue shad around. It's definitely keeping the fishermen busy and also searching for fish. Now, we've also had loads of those smaller cobs still hanging around, or snapper salmon. Quite a few of them taken on lure and predominantly bait. Now, our rivers are still also firing, Vinesh, down on the lower coast, from rock salmon to smaller cob to your kingies to your grunter to your perch, even some decent sized Cape stumpies. So rivers have also been pretty much the main attraction down on our side. We did have some clean water 1 or 2 days this week, but this weather for the weekend, especially the wind, it looks like it's going to be all over. I mean, 2 days of a northeaster and then Sunday it's a southwester, but it's going to be fairly strong winds, so I don't think it's going to be too great. Now, moving over to the bass side of things, Vinesh, we've got the bass paddock fishing comp coming up this weekend. It's been going around for around 40 years now, and it's always something to look forward to, you know, from family and friends to friendly competition between good mates. It's going to be a good time. It does seem that there might be a little bit of rain on Friday, and as we know, this paddock comp always, whenever it is, there's always a bit of rain around. So it looks like it might just be for Friday. So that's not too bad, as it's your briefing day, if you want to call it finish. So most of the tackle stores, Danielle, are selling tickets, but your armbands and stuff which allow you access into the dams will be sold at the paddock farmer's house or club, if you want to call it. So you can get your map and all that from them on the night of the briefing. So in terms of lures and stuff, just chatting to a few mates and stuff like that, you know, anything from actual earthworms to topwater to frogs to senkos or flukes, spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, anything can win you the main prize, because there's obviously there's going to be a prize for biggest barbel, biggest tilapia, biggest bass, biggest eel. So you can have your mixed bag, you can fish as a team, you can fish as individuals, whether you're fishing from the bank or fishing off a kick boat. So there's a bit of something for everyone, if you want to call it finesse. So it's definitely hard to pick a lure that I would say might win it for the biggest bass, because again, that's what the comp's about. It's about the biggest bass. But look, in the past we've had top water action that's definitely proven to be pretty successful. So anything like your poppers or your popping frogs might be a good option. If that rain does come down on Friday and it's fairly hard, it might muddy up the dams a bit. So your darker colors might work. So June bugs, your blacks, your black and red flaked lures. So, you know, your top water then might be out of the question. So it's going to be a bit of a hard one. So what I would tell the guys and what I would say to anybody that is fishing it, particularly if you're using lures and not actual bait like earthworms for your tilapia or, you know, chicken hearts or livers for your barbel, I would say that, you know, I wouldn't just go with one sort of setup. I would definitely want to take sort of a handful of lures and a handful of stuff, as anything from top water or dark colors or bright colors might just get you the bite or the win. So it's going to be a bit of a tricky one to sort of predict it this year, Vinesh, but it is definitely going to be a good one. It's definitely a fun, full day. So if anybody, you know, if you haven't ever done this before and you're coming down from Durban for a weekend, just pop into your local tackle stores and ask them about this comp, because it's definitely something worth trying out. And again, it's always a jewel. So otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, I hope you have a super awesome weekend. Take care. Let's see those catches and stay safe.
Thank you, Adam, for that great advice on that paddock competition. Looks like any bait would probably work. I mean, I guess even if we're not fishing, winning it in the bass category, we'd probably win it on the barbel or tilapia category. So yeah, I guess like you said, pick your choice, pick your flavor. You'll never know which one is going to win you the competition or get you in first place on a different facet. As for that weather conditions, Adam, not exactly what I wanted to hear. I am heading down the south coast this weekend. I was intending on doing some rock and surf fishing, especially after hearing about that blue shad and bronze bream that's been on the bite. And now, wind. Lots of wind throughout the weekend. Surprise, surprise. Nevertheless, there is water and there is a fish out there, and I will try my best to get him. So guys, that rounds off our South Coast report. Now moving down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and this is his report for this past week.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Good evening to you. It's been a quiet week along the beaches here. We had very bad sea. Sometimes up to about a 2 meter wave, but very unsettled and coming straight in. So most of the chaps went to the river and over the river and found the usual perch, the sandfish, and those little sea park. Sometimes fairly abundant there. Yeah, the bigger perch seem to be sort of up the river, but some have got it down to fine art there. But yeah, you're just looking. I'll go down tomorrow. So fishing tomorrow, it looks like it might have a bit of window of opportunity, which they seem to be very small these days, so I've just got to go and make the best of it. Let's see what happens in the week ahead then. Until then, tight lines and go well.
Thank you, Gary, for another good, honest report. As always, looks like still no fireworks apart from the river. And yeah, like you said, if the window's out there to go and fish, why not go and try? So, guys, that is Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti. Now, moving on to Durban, we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler. And I can tell you what, these guys have a lot of species to mention that's come out over the past week, and they are super excited about it. Here's their report for Durban.
How's it, my bud? Fish off the beaches, charred all over. There was a lot of black-tipped kingies caught. That 4 to 7, 8 kilo size, some absolute rockets came out, and it was all over from the north coast to the south coast. A couple GTs were caught up on the north coast. I saw some lovely pictures. The Sandies ate this weekend, Honeycombs ate this weekend, Diamonds ate this weekend. It was a mixed bag, and there was quite a few good fish. I know a couple guys that saw the bottom of their reels as well, but yeah, they didn't manage to slow their fish down. So the fish charred very well off the beaches on the weekend. The ski boat side, again, I've seen a lot of pictures of Kuta, Snook. There's been a couple of pictures of some Tunny that came out. Big bonnies, small bonnies. There's been a mixed bag again off there. So the game fish have been doing very well in the deep, and the guys have been able to launch paddle skiers and ski boaters, getting good hauls. The bays had some lovely grunt in it. Some smallish ones up to some big ones, some lovely cob and some snapper salmon. Kingies are still around for now on the artificial. I saw a guy got a lovely spring on a cracker shrimp. I think that's in the photo, it looked 5-6 kilos maybe. It was a good springer. The bay's been producing very nicely. So yeah, when the conditions have been right, the fish have been trying. Thanks, my bud.
Good evening, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters, fishing over the last week. Yeah, so guys, the water temperature is still pretty high. It's on ranging between 26 to 25 degrees out there. Yeah, there's still a couple of Dorado around. But yeah, they're on the bottom fishing side. They're again once into that 27 fathom to the 35 fathom area. Quite a few soldiers, slingers. In the shallower, in the 27 area, the protea breams seem to be making their appearance again at this time of year. I have a couple of half cob, some rockards. Then in the shallow, there's been some snook, some kuta, and then a couple of yellowfin in amongst in the chipping lane area. And plenty of bait fish. Like when I'm saying bait fish, plenty of bonito, especially over that number one area. Great fun for the kids and stuff to go have fun out there. Yeah, so guys, speak to you next week. Tight lines.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Wow. Is there a species that these two guys did not mention off Durban? I cannot think of one, because they have mentioned pretty much everything that could be caught off our Durban area. It has been caught. It has been an absolute epic week off Durban and those surrounding areas like the guys mentioned. Now, moving up to the North Coast, we are with Jesse, who's had also a pretty decent week because there's been a lot of holiday makers in his town and they have got some good reports as well. So here is Jesse from Kingfisher, Salt Rock and Burlito.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right and catching some fish, because we had a fairly tough week last week with out-of-towners coming through. We had a lot of feedback from them. We had a lot of guys fishing down in Burlito here. The accommodation was basically completely booked out, and there were a lot of anglers on the beach, even through the threats of protest action and all of that type of stuff. We had a really busy town in Burlito, and it was pleasant to see that everybody was kind of going on with their normal tasks and day-to-day business, even with the threats ongoing there. And there were a lot of people on the beach fishing. So obviously we were open during the protest day, which was Monday, and We kind of expected it to be a little bit quiet, but we had a lot of people coming back from the beaches in the afternoons, actually giving us some fairly decent feedback on Monday itself. Out of all things, the sea had gone flat, the conditions were better, and it was quite nice to see. It was actually a really pleasant day, all in all. And like I said, it was fairly quiet up to that, and we didn't get any serious reports apart from I heard of a 4 kilo brusher that had come out, and I don't know where it was, but it was in the Burlito region. I've heard of a couple of other species like pompano, wave garrick, some smaller stumpies, a lot of Cape stumpies around coming out in the Tinley Manor area. And when I say Tinley Manor, I'm talking all the way up from the launch site down to the river. It's a vast area. I know a lot of the guys come in and they say they've caught a tinny man, and then other guys say no, nobody's caught a tinny man. But it is a vast area. It spreads quite far, and a lot of people do like to keep their catches quiet. So if people say they've caught or they haven't caught, I respect that. That's not a problem. And we've all got to keep a fair amount of secrets to keep our spots safe. So I can respect everybody's request not to give the spots away as well. So yeah, Tindy Manor was fishing quite well. Further north than that, I haven't heard a heck of a lot, apart from maybe one or two smaller shark species. So like your mulkies, they've been plentiful. And the guys have caught one or two grey sharks. I think the main areas where we've had feedback from in the last week, and as I said, it was fairly quiet, apart from the Monday where we had some good reports. But the areas up until that day that we had got the most reports from was actually from Westbrook. And it has been mostly spinning related. We've seen a lot of guys catching kingies and stuff in the area. But at the rocks left of the slipway, there was one evening where the guys pulled out quite a few grey sharks. And if I'm not mistaken, it was a honeycomb. I did hear that there was a big flatty that came out there. Whether it was a honeycomb or a diamond, I don't actually recall, to be honest. But at least there was some action there, and we can report back on that. I think the name of the game is have your baits in the water and you're going to catch fish. And that was, like I said, about it as far as rock and surf has gone for the last week. It has been fairly quiet. And then where we did see quite a few nice catches was actually on the boats and the skis. There have been quite a few snook around. There have been some really nice cooter coming out off everywhere from Durban, to be honest, all the way up to Tindy Manor and even further north than that, actually. There was a 24 kg Dorado bull that came out off Durban. They've been yesterday or the day before. So that's interesting. That's an absolute beast of a fish, and that's one of the biggest Dorado that I've seen come out off Durban, full stop. So it was quite nice to see that. And then a couple of snook at Blue Lagoon, which is quite nice because they've been congregating further south, you know, on the bluff side of things. But it seems that they've moved up quite nicely now. And hopefully they stick around for a little bit, because that's extremely good fun on light tackle. I normally throw the little Kingfisher Silver Sprat for them on a very light line. If you need something a bit heavier, you can go up to the Holco Twisties. They're quite good as well. Or a little anchovy spoon, something with more of a lead content instead of a zinc-based lure. And then going a little bit north as well, and Flossie had a good run of Kuta last week. It was short-lived, but there were 2 days that they really came out nicely. One or two snook in the mix there as well. And then up at Westbrook, all the way through to Belito, there's been a couple of snook and Kuta coming out, but not a heck of a lot compared to further south. And guys, that is about it. As I said, it's been a quiet week, but let's keep at it and see what happens. And we really need to try and get the guys on the water and get everybody in the right frame of mind. We need some confidence up there. So let's try to get out there this week and see what happens. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jesse. I'm glad to hear business was as usual, especially over the inverted commas protest day and possible shutdowns. Looks like none of that happened, and we are super grateful that it didn't, because it keeps the tackle stores open and alive and keeps the anglers on the beach, and that is exactly what we want. So yeah, you did seem like a bit of a quiet week, but you did get a few rods bending on that rock and surf side, and as you mentioned, on that spinning end as well. Glad to hear there was some grey sharks on the bite as well for the rock and surf anglers. But of course, the highlight being the ski boat side. Now, guys, that is exactly what we want to do here. Lots of kuta around, especially because next week is the Umhlanga Festival. So, guys, Angler New South Africa, we are going to be down there. We're getting involved with the competition. And we are super proud and excited to be over there, because we are launching a new concept to the show. So watch this space. So guys, that rounds off Balizo Salt Rock area. Now moving on to Mthunzini Banks, we are with Nick with this week's fishing report.
Good morning, Vinesh. I had a guy fishing over the last weekend. He launched on Sunday and Monday, and I just spent a lot of time catching bottoms and having fun. Oh, but the sea was big on both days. But the skip, yeah, he was very patient. He just sat and waited after I pushed him in, and off he went. I think most of the guys were busy getting ready for this weekend. Mthunzini, or should I say, Umlalazi Ski Boat Club are holding their Kuta Classic. First prize is 80,000 Rand. Well, I believe there are over 40 boats, more than 120 anglers registered. There are quite a lot of excitement around this competition. The biggest Kuta, I think prizes go down to the 15th biggest Kuta. So, all looking good. The sea has calmed down a bit. It does look like it will be a tad bit windy on Sunday, which is day two. Saturday is also showing a bit of wind, but if we look at the weather over the last sort of 5-6 days, it hasn't actually, the wind hasn't come as predicted. So let's hope this trend continues into the weekend and we get 2 days of fishing. On the beach, big shad smash. I'm talking about big shads, as in the fish are big. A dead man a few days ago, and I think one also last week. The big shad seem to be getting caught in that area for Dunford, as opposed to the main beaches of Mthunzini. I've not heard from Dog and Trini anything in the last week. But it's also, you know, worth fishing that area. The Siai River is still open, but it's running at a trickle. The guys fishing around it a couple of days ago caught some small cob, sand sharks, spinners, and small shad. But if you're patient, you'll get the big shad there on the main beach. The river, always busy. For those guys that like species fishing, go for it. If you really concentrate and fish hard, you should catch about easily 10, 12, 14 different species of fish. The trick with that is to keep moving, even if you're fishing off the side. Don't fish in the same area and just sit and wait. Move around, find where the fish are feeding. They normally feed closer to the side than out in the middle. Don't worry about big sinkers and whipping one across the river. Just fish 3-4 meters off the side. In that zone, you'll be surprised what you get. Have a good weekend, folks. Unfortunately, I was going to go fishing last Sunday afternoon, but that never materialized. That's life. This week, I'll be busy with the tractor, pushing boats and retrieving them. So I'll have an eye on what comes in and out and who's doing what.
Thank you, Nick. Well, buddy, sorry you didn't get a chance to go fishing last weekend and you're going to be working this weekend, but hey, you know what? There will be more days to come and you will be out there. So, all the best to everyone fishing that Umlalazi competition. Guys, yes, ski boat competitions are well on the way. It is all kicking off now with that Kuta run that's been going on, which means we are going to be getting a lot of reports coming through over the next couple weeks. And speaking of reports that are coming through, we are now in Richards Bay with Ali, who's just been reporting off a competition up in her area. Guys, here is Ali from Richards Bay.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you are well. Actually, this past weekend I've been a huge draw with the competition taking place. Anglers managed to catch plenty of bottom fish as well as plenty of game fish were caught. One angler managed to land a 35 kg king mackerel while trawling. Other anglers also caught plenty of GTs while jigging or popping. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of grunters as well as some catfish rockers. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and
Cyclones. Q, Ellie, fun times at Richards Bay. Looks like that bottom fishing really was fantastic, but a 35 kilo king mackerel. What a way to round off our saltwater report for this week. So, guys, that is KZN Saltwater. Now, moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. The latest news on our freshwater scene.
Hey, guys. So, apart from a single report of a localized storm that dropped some 30 mils of the wet stuff up towards Giant's Castle area in the last week or so, it seems that the rains are finally abating and that autumn is starting to make an appearance. With that, the trout anglers have been out in abundance, and with conditions settling, serve the fish. Fish have come out to play, and we have some great catches to report on. The Moy River has been the playground of preference for the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers. And with the brown trout that are making themselves available, it's not hard to see why. One of the returns listed some 11 fish between two anglers, most in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter range, with a couple smaller and a few larger at the other end of the scale. Another one of the returns listed in excess of 30 fish, recorded between three anglers, with fish ranging in size from the lower end of 7 to 9 inches, that is 18 to 23 centimeters, to the upper end of 17 to 19 inches, that is 43 to 48 centimeters. Now that's a great couple of days fishing in anyone's books. No mention has been made of water levels, but probably still a tad on the high side, as fishing was conducted with weighted nymphs, and black being the top performing color. After the still water closure from the summer heat, the NFFC still waters are attracting a lot of attention. Good numbers of fish are being reported in the 30 to 40 centimeter, that is 12 to 18 inch bracket, with a few larger specimens coming to hand. Most notably 21 to 23 inches, that is 53 to 58 centimeters, and one cracker in the 23 to 25 inch, that is 58 to 63 centimeter bracket. That is a proper beast of a fish. Top fly, by word of mouth that is, there's nothing written down ever, is the ubiquitous black woolly bugger, followed by olive, also along with dragon and damsel fly patterns. With waters cooling, it appears that after the recent flurry of good fish reported in the social media, that the bass fishing seems to be starting to slow down. Word from the waters, however, is that there are still some good 3 kilogram plus fish coming out, just fewer. Less fish being reported. It could also be from a comp, which is coming up on the weekend, but we'll get into that just now. As we head deeper into autumn, try different depths, guys. Fishing from the deep into the shallows until you find where the fish are holding. In post-frontal conditions, speed up your retrieve, fishing fast-moving baits such as spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and jerkbaits. So the fish are still there, and they have to eat, but perhaps just not quite as often. Then, as mentioned, and this weekend sees a SA Bass and Major League Fishing Cast for Cash event taking place at Albert Falls, so this Saturday, the 25th of March. So that could be that the guys that are fishing on Albert's and getting those 3 kilogram plus fish are not exactly advertising them and their locations, of course, and keeping their comp spot top secret. The scaly anglers for Natal and yellowfish, that is, are still on the trout waters as we wait for the lower sections of the rivers to find off and clear. Sterkfontein and Dam, according to guide Mark Yelland, who I saw this last week, has also been quiet recently. So guys, tight lines to you all if you do get out there, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another fantastic detailed report on our freshwater side, my friend. Looks like that brown trout really treated those anglers for a good time over this past week. I mean, between 5 to 10 fish per angler, what a great trip out. As for that bass, well, yeah, few bass, but quality bass. Or is it just that those anglers are keeping their cards close because of those competitions this week? I guess next week we'll know once we see that bragging rights from them. So guys, that rounds off this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. It is going to be another great weekend. With that amount of fish coming out, there's certainly something to catch, especially if you are a ski boat angler. As for the rock and surf, it is going to be pretty windy, but like the reporter said, fish those rivers, the fish are definitely biting out there. So guys, that is us for this week. I am off fishing. I will be down the South Coast. I will give you my personal report next week as well. So until then, as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Centre, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Centre.